Gepriesen sei der Name des Herrn.
Blessed and praised be the name of the Lord, that he again has given us grace to be gathered here, to be again strengthened and blessed. Also myself, I would like to welcome all of you, wishing you all God's blessing in the name of the Lord, and also all those who are joining us online via the internet. May God bless us all. We have heard already wonderful songs. Yes, all of us, we have a desire to have a new experience with God, to be refreshed by the Spirit of God. And it's only on our inner longing how we stand before the Lord, how we tune in. And tonight we want to be in the matter with our whole heart and soul. Let us open our ear, let us open our hearts and hear what he has to say to us. Now let us praise together his name, beginning with song number 11 from these little booklets. Song number 11, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds. Number 11.
Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. The fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above. Before our Father's throne, we pour our ardent prayers, our fears, our hopes, our aims are one, our confidence and our cares. We share our mutual woes, our mutual burdens bear, and often for each other but we shall still be joined in heart and hope to meet again.
Amen. Let us also tune in. Number 22. Softly and tenderly. Number 22. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling for you and for me. Patiently, Jesus is waiting and watching. Watching for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling, oh sinner, come home. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading? Pleading for you and for me. Why should we linger and heed not His mercies? Mercies for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling. Holy, O sinner, come home. Time is now fleeting, the moments are passing. Passing from you and from me. Shadows are gathering, death curtains are coming. Coming for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling, O sinner, come home. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling, O sinner, come home. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling, O sinner, come.
Amen. Thank you.
Oh, wie wunderbar.
Oh, how wonderful.
Er steht vor die Tür.
He stands before the door of our hearts and knocks.
Wer seine Stimme
he who hears his voice and opens,
bei dem kehrt er ein.
With whom he enters in.
Wir wollen heute
let us today open the door of our hearts and let us enter the Savior of our hearts. He will bless us tonight.
Ich möchte ein Wort lesen,
I would like to read us a word before Brother Alfred Borg will pray with us. From the Gospel of John.
Evangelium Johannes,
the Gospel of John.
Kapitel 5.
Chapter 5.
Ich lese
I read
ab Vers 34,
from verse
33.
Johannes
Evangelium Kapitel
John
5,
chapter
Vers
5 33. From verse 33.
Ihr habt zu Johannes
ye sent unto John
und er hat
and he bear witness unto the truth.
Ich aber
but I receive not testimony Menschen from man. But these things I say, that ye might be saved. He was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. But I have greater witness than that of John. For the works which the Father has given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. And the Father himself, who has sent me, has borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. And ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he sent, him ye believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me, that ye might have life. What serious words. The works which the Lord has done bore witness of him, for they were written already in all of the Old Testament that the Lord would come, and that the blind would see, that the sick would be healed and the lost would be saved. The full salvation is in him. And we see here that at that time, when he spoke to the Jews, verse 38, he had to say, and ye have not his word abiding in you. How is it with us? Do we have the word of God as a remaining possession in us? Amen. I really would have liked to have heard a louder amen. Yes, we have believed his word, we received it, and we keep it in our hearts. Oh, what a grace was given to us. What a grace. And we believed whom he has sent. But then it says here in verse 40, and nevertheless ye will not come to me that ye might have life. We must come to the Lord time and again anew, just as we are. Also tonight we are gathered in his presence. He promised, where two or three are gathered in his name, there I am amidst of them. And whatever they ask, whatever they agree on, I will give it to them, and we may come to him to receive really life. We want to have received this eternal divine life. We want to receive the fullness, and we are confident that the Lord will give us tonight beyond what we can ask for. His name be praised forever. Amen. Let us stand up for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that tonight we can come here at this place. You have gathered us, and we want to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church tonight. Only you have the words of eternal life. Speak tonight to all of us, Lord. all who are gathered here, and also those worldwide who are listening, who are connected, come to your right tonight. Give us the words of life. We've heard it. Only you have the life, eternal life. Speak to me. Speak to us. Speak to your people tonight. Confirm thyself in our midst. For we believe with all our hearts that you are present. You promised it. And what you promised, this you will fulfill. You are present, Lord, and you know all our longing. But you also know all the problems, sickness, and whatever might be here. Please, don't bypass us, but touch our hearts tonight. Open our eyes that we recognize you, the moving of your Spirit in our midst. Open our ears for your word. And we ask you together, bless your servant, strengthen him according to spirit, body, and use him tonight, so that you can speak to us through him. Please grant all this, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us sing Only Believe, Only Believe.
Only believe, only believe, all things are possible for only believe. Only believe, all things are possible.
You may be seated. Just briefly, I would like to read you the emails, the greetings which were sent unto us. Perhaps sometimes just the names, because the country was not mentioned. From Brother Ngongya, from Brother Young, from Brother Adonis, from Brother Patrick,
from Brother Bulumba,
from Brother Bulumba,
and from Brother Badosa,
and from Brother Badosa,
Brother Zanga,
Brother Zanga,
Brother Baya,
Brother Baya, Brother Paul Nyagi,
Brother Deo,
Brother Deo from Kigali, Brother Geigwand, may God bless him, Brother Christian, Romania, Brother Bruce from Cape Town, Brother Santos and his wife in Australia, Brother Obed from the Congo, Brother and Sister Holviti, and all from Finland, Once again, Brother Buyumbabi, and again, Brother Christian from South Africa, Brother Lupondo, South Africa, Brother Dean and Susan Anderson from Australia, and once again, Anton from Finland, and Leon from Abidjan, and Frede Reco from Angola, and Jerome, wherever he might be from, then from Florida, USA, Brother Stephen, Brother Pedro from Goma, Brother Burukina from Burkina Faso, Brother and Sister Jonas from Norway, Gerlando from Palermo, Brother Job from Africa, Family Grömar from Switzerland, Ilunga, USA, once again, brother and sister from Kishinev, Moldavia, and from Louisville, Kentucky, the neighboring village from Jeffersonville, Indiana. Special greetings from all from Chuma, Nigeria, and brother, from Brother Goodman. Yes, and here we have from Brother Jürgen from South America, Brother Pare from Burkina Faso, Brother Baumgartner from Switzerland, Brother Mwamba Kolwezi, Brother Kasadi Lubumbashi, Brother Müller from Germany, Brother Pascal, DRC, Brother Joseph Kinshasa, Brother Ngonga, both South Africa and Congo, Brother Ellis, Edmonton, Brother Deo Kigali, Brother Motika, Johannesburg, Brother Ziller from Argentina, Brother Cecil, Pretoria, Brother Paul Nyagi once again from Nairobi. We are grateful to God with all our hearts that the Word of God is reaching the ends of the earth. And today, I would like to thank all who cannot sing with us in these three languages. Here we have the songs in three languages. It would be better we would have them in 13 languages. Then all could listen and all could sing with us. We will see what will still come. All of us, we are grateful that you are still coming, that it's still possible to come. Although it, sometimes there are traffic jams on the highways, various things are along the journey. But when we come to this place, then we find rest for our souls. And every time, we still believe that all who come with a longing to have experience with God and to be blessed, that no one of them leaves this place not being blessed. And by grace, we can say to the Word of God and to the Word of God and to our Lord, we gave the first place. He is the first and He is the last. And His Word is valid for all eternity. And as we heard in the word of introduction, ye search the scriptures, for in them ye think to have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. But, and here comes the great but, nevertheless, ye will not come to me. What good is the searching in the Holy Scriptures? What good? If we don't come to the Lord, He is the kernel. It is Him of whom it is all about in the plan of salvation of our God. And therefore, He has said, He who comes to me, him I will in no way cast out. And we may come to Him with all with all the problems we have. In the recent weeks, we had much problems. Also, our brother Jean Lambert, Jean-Claude, who sings with us the Maranatha Choir, and suddenly he had a stroke. The right side is paralyzed. He was in the hospital, in the intensive care unit. And we went there. We drove to Brussels, and we prayed. We were praying God that He would give a healing miracle. And already at saying goodbye, he recognized me already. And with the left hand, he could wave to me. And he was taken out from the intensive care unit, and he can eat normally, and one sees it with his own eyes that it's getting better with him, and it's always getting better day by day. We are grateful to God. We had also other answers of prayers. God is faithful. When we come to Him by faith, then He answers our prayers. Now, sometimes I look into the past. At the weekend, we had a baptism in Switzerland last week. 10 brothers and sisters were baptized. And then Brother Baumgartner said, "Do you know that we are coming already 45 years to the meetings in Zurich? Altogether, it's 47 years now since I'm preaching the word of the Lord in Switzerland." And when one sees the fruit just came forth and God has blessed, and one could really go from country to country, from continent to continent, the word of God was carried. Today, I just would like to show you three things from the past. These reels have one single sermon, and every sermon which Brother Branham preached was sent to me. And these reels, I have it on my shelf. And when the time was over, then they recorded the sermons on cassettes, on tapes. And when that time was over, then I have all 1,200 sermons, all of them. I have it in this little device. So, not a whole dictionary which one cannot carry, but all sermons from 1947, which Brother Branham preached, I have them here. And this is the little device which I take with me along my journeys. And time and again, I listen to the sermons. And brothers and sisters, it's just so tremendous. If I may just mention this now. On the 15th of August, it were exactly 61 years ago. It was also a 15th of August, 1955, when I met Brother Branham for the first time after two meetings, which I heard, which I have seen. Just early in the morning, I went to the hotel to greet him. 15th of August, it were 61 years ago. Where are the years? Where are they? And I'm just so grateful to God that from the first meeting on, I could believe, I could receive, and everything what this man of God preached, I dare to say, I understood it the right way. And I don't go into details now, but when we hear what our brothers reported to me, who just were in Jeffersonville, who were just now in Tucson. Oh, one really feels totally otherwise. When one hears of what is going on, also here one can use the same scripture. He searched the sermons of Brother Branham. But the Lord says, to me, to my word, you don't want to come. All are searching and have put up their own doctrines. One can really take the head into one's hands and one can really run away. And therefore, brothers and sisters, let us be grateful. Three times our Lord asked, did you understand what I have spoken to you? And they could answer, yes, Lord. And one time, he said, right after, in Matthew 13, he said, a scribe in the scripture is like a householder who takes from the old and from the new. And this is the grace we may take from the Old and New Testament, and we can bring everything unto one common denominator. Actually, I wanted to have here the publications of the new brochure, the Bible, and also the new circular letter. It's really tremendous that God has opened the understanding for the scripture to the people. And this I hear once, time and again, not for my sakes, but I hear it, time and again I hear it. Brother Frank, you go back to the scripture that even a fool cannot go into error. One scripture after the other scripture, Old and New Testament. And as we are writing in the last circular letter, the Old and the New Testament, and to no Testament, something may be added. No Testament can be changed. On the last page, there is a red line, and in the midst of the red line is a seal on a natural testament. And God has put a seal upon his testament. And all who were chosen before the foundation of the world, They believe every word of God. They believe every promise. And the more painful it is, brothers and sisters, when brothers are referring to Brother Branham, and the one brother whom Brother Branham was mentioning many times, that what Brother Branham said about Colossians 1, he misunderstood it. And he made a Trinity doctrine out of it. A man whom Brother Branham trusted so much. And whoever reads Colossians 1, there's not only written the beginning of the creation of God, but through him, all things were created, the visible and the invisible things. Of course, not the beginning of some creation, but as we said it many times, firstly, the seed, and when the seed comes forth, then it's a creature. That's how it is in the natural. And our Lord and Savior is, of course, the seed, the promised seed. And Mary believed the promise, and the Holy Ghost overshadowed her. And then it's written, the Holy One born of thee is of the Holy Spirit. He, the firstborn, first the seed, but then that what was born could be taken into one's arms. It was no more a seed. It was the manifested seed. It was the divine reality. That's how it is also with us. When we receive the word as a seed, then it doesn't remain just a seed. No, then we are born again unto a living hope. And therefore, Paul could write, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things are past. All things are new by grace. The other one, whom also Brother Branham mentioned many times about the seven thunders, he says that these will be seven special men who will speak like a thunder. He is, of course, no more on earth, but his doctrine is still spread all over the world, in the Philippines and all over. The people are asking me, that man was together with the prophet. And of the seven men, he just found one, and that was him. And the other six he didn't find. And now he went home, and what now? Brothers and sisters, I say it once again. God has given us the grace to walk, not to leave the narrow way, but to remain in the Word of God. Because the Word of God remains forever. And only the word is the seed. One could emphasize one point after the other. And one could say, here the thing went wrong. Now back again to the word of introduction. Ye searched the Holy Scriptures. Ye searched the sermons of Brother Branham. But the Lord says to me, you don't want to come. And they've put the prophet at the first place. And this may not be the case. This may not be. I wrote it in the last circular letter. He was a man just like you and me. And as a man, he said this or that, but when it's about the preaching of the Word of God, then he of course brought us back to the original, back to the foundation of the apostles and prophets. And for this we are grateful with all our hearts. It really touches me. Perhaps I come to it. We are so close to the return of the Lord. And also in our country, all the preparations are made. Yes, to the next year, when 500 years have come and gone since the breakthrough of the Reformation. But really, what touched me this week, never in all of my life, I felt such a tremor as in this week. Never. And I hope you all understand what really touches me. Really, the largest magazine, the largest magazine on earth. Here everything is reported. Everything is reported. What can be reported. But brothers and sisters, what is also reported here, it's impossible. May I say this here? Wittenberg is the well-known city of the Reformation. All the world knows. On the 31st of October, the reformer Martin Luther nailed 95 theses at the door of the castle church at Wittenberg. We made a visit there years ago. I also preached a short sermon in this castle church, and I testified that I believe what God has done at the time, and also the continuation. But now comes the but. There is a church in the midst of the city. The castle church is a bit higher on a mountain. One must drive up the mountain to be in this church. But in the city, there is the main church. And do you know what kind of picture is at this main church? Which shows the Jews there. I almost can't take this word into my mouth. But really, this really touched me so much that I ask myself, and that since 700 years, 200 years before the Reformation, when the Roman Church played the main role, at this church, a pig, a swine. Here's the picture with the headline, Jew's swine. A swine with little ones, and these little ones should show the Jews. When I read this, did Martin Luther know this? All knew it. The atheists. And up to this day, this text and this picture is engraved in the main church in Wittenberg. For what good was the Reformation for? What good was it for the country? What was it for the people? What good was it for Christianity? And now the discussion, shall the picture be removed or not? Some are for it, some are against it. Just think of it. In the country of Reformation, 700 years, this picture is at this church. And no man was bothering about it. And now, at the Jubilee year, 500 years of Jubilee, in 2017, now there's the big discussion, the great discussion came up. Shall it be removed or shall it remain there? Can you imagine what I feel? In the country of Reformation, where God made a new beginning, already 100 years before the Reformation, there was a Wycliffe, and there was a Jan Hus, and the Bohemian Brothers. There were revivals, but then came the breakthrough. What shall now happen? The 95 theses. And then at the main church, such a picture of Judaism. The Holy Scripture says, he who touches his people, he touches the apple of his eye. He touches the apple of his eye. And this shall be a house of God, in which the apple of the eye is touched. Brothers and sisters, the whole world is misled. The whole world really bypassed the truth. Was bypassed. But thanks be to the living God that now, at the end of the day of salvation, that we could understand that the Jews are the chosen people of God, and they remain it, and the Lord revealed himself to them, and with them he made the beginning, and with them he will make the end. But all the nations were also included in the plan of salvation, because God said to Abraham, in thee all kindreds of the earth shall be blessed. Whether Isaiah 42, whether Isaiah 49, I will make thee a light for the Gentiles unto the ends of the earth. We are just so grateful, grateful with all our hearts. But what really concerns me, I must really say, the responsibility before God becomes more and more conscious to me. It becomes more and more great to me. What can I say? What can one say no more? What will give us problems if we say it? If we say this or if we say that in all publicity? In any case, the word of God must be preached. Mankind has the right to it, to hear the truth. Mankind has the right to hear the original word of God. And all believers have the right to gather themselves and to hear the word of God. And to this, I brought with me, I read the two scriptures. The one from Psalms 50, where the Lord said, gather ye my people, all who made the covenant with me by sacrifice. Psalms 50, a psalm very well known to all of us. Verse 5, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. He made the covenant with us. But you are the second part of the covenant. To the covenant belong always two. When a marriage is consecrated, there are always two. And the one had to say yes. And the other one, so, not only that God made a covenant with us, We said yes. We understood the covenant was made with you and with me. And afterward it says, after this covenant, it says, verse 6, and the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness. What happened? When our Lord finished the work of redemption on the cross of Calvary, victoriously he rose in triumph. He ascended to heaven as the victor who conquered death, hell, and Satan, and who has given us the full redemption, the salvation of the soul, the healing of the body, the deliverance of the spirit. Everything he has given to us. And on the cross of Calvary, he cried out, "It is finished." And in Deuteronomy chapter 4, we read that also Moses called the people together to pass on the words of God. What are we doing today? What are we doing today? The people of God are called together, and we are coming from east and west and from south and north, not to hear a man, but to hear the words of God. Here it's written, Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 10. Especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, when the Lord commanded me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. Gather me the people, that they hear my words, that they will get the fear of God. And we all know that the Lord God spoke with the sound of a trumpet, and they cried out, may the Lord God no more speak to us. May God speak to Moses, and may Moses speak to us. But brothers and sisters, let us really see the matter as it is. Although God used a Moses, yet it was the word of God which was preached. And the reverence, the fear before God and before his word must be given to us. There's no other way. The fear of God is the beginning of divine wisdom. And we may hear every word of God in the fear of God. Not just thinking everything what we like. No, knowing now God speaks directly to me, personally, through his holy word. And so, we also know from all the other scriptures that the Lord God spoke through his word and speaks through his word. And the whole Old Testament is a summary of the whole plan of salvation of our God, which he revealed to the prophets. Also, this must be put upon the lampstand over and again,
die Verkündigung dessen, was Gott
nämlich
schon
the preaching of that
Alten Testament
what God already promised in all of the Old Testament, what he announced, and that in the course of the New Testament it happened. Also this we may say, time and again, the New Testament started with the fulfillment of Bible prophecy from the Old Testament. And the New Testament ends with the last chapter of the prophet Malachi, that God would send a prophet. And today we may say, he has sent him. One question: what is with all who have no respect before this scripture? What is with them? God cannot speak to them. Firstly, the respect, the reverence must be here. We must have an agreement to the Word of God so that the Lord can even speak to us at all. And so that we are introduced into His plan of salvation. There are so many scriptures which just touch me. And if already Paul preached at that time that he would like to present Christ a chaste virgin, what shall we say today to it? There's a direct command of God went forth that the last message would forerun the second coming of Christ. That in this way we have been brought back to the original. God fulfilled the promise. And whoever can see it, say amen to it. And because we can believe it, therefore it was revealed to us. Whoever cannot believe it, to him it cannot be revealed. He can read and search the scripture day and night. It will not be revealed to him, except he believes what the scripture says. The searching alone doesn't profit at all. Our Lord says, he who believes on me, as the scripture has said, of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Today, I have the impression, brothers and sisters, that we have much problems, spiritual and natural problems in our midst. And probably not only in our midst, but also worldwide, that there are still brothers and sisters who have not yet made a personal experience of salvation, who didn't experience yet an inner renewing, no new birth, that they have not received the assurance of being saved. Brothers and sisters, it doesn't profit us to speak of the return of the Lord or of the preparation if we didn't make our personal experiences of salvation with our God. That we not only are hearers of the Word, but that we really have to make a proper start. This we said also many times. As in the natural, our life here on the earth starts with the birth. So also the spiritual life starts with a new birth. Before that, one can have good intentions, good thoughts, and all kinds of things. But the real divine new life is given to us by the new birth. The forgiveness was given by the blood of the Lamb. In all of the past, with all of the past, God disannulled our sins, all our guilt, all our sins were laid upon the Lamb of God. And by His stripes we were healed, past tense, not future. Already in Isaiah 53, 800 years before our Lord died, it was already past tense, because God decided that the Lamb of God would come and would die, and that our guilt and sin would be laid upon the Lamb of God. And it was laid on it. And that we would receive forgiveness, reconciliation with God. But the second is, the renewing, the new birth. And to it, not only the blood is necessary. The blood makes all damage well, yes. But the new life, in Him was life, and the life was the light of man. And He was manifested, and the life was manifested here on earth. And our Lord said it very clearly, except a man is born again, otherwise, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Is this just my impression, or is it still so in our midst? Brothers and sisters, we must be honest before God. It's not enough to just receive forgiveness. Also deliverance. Redemption means also be delivered from the curse, to be delivered. Whatever sins, for instance, in the book of Acts, all the sorcery books were brought together. The believers who were guilty of it, of sorcery, of truth sayers, of something, they brought the sorcery books together. They burned them when they totally consecrated their lives to the Lord. And if there are such who didn't make this yet, but who have an inner trouble, who have inner fights, who have some problems with which they cannot cope with, which are not natural, but which are somehow connected to the enemy. Let me say here, whom the Son of God sets free is free indeed. Receive this inner deliverance. Receive the redemption by the blood. Receive the deliverance which the Lord has given us by His grace. And if I would ask now, how many are in our midst who have a spiritual battle and who are somehow under the impression that this is not correct here. This is not normal what is going on here. Brothers and sisters, confess it to the Lord. Be delivered by faith. And also here belongs the word, what you lose on earth is also loosened in heaven. That all who are bound, doesn't matter how and with what you are bound, that they are delivered and set free. And if you cannot break through yourself, please come after the meeting so that we pray for you. We are not only here to speak of the return of the Lord and of that we have been brought back to the Lord. We want that all who hear the message now, that they are part of it when the Lord returns. And as we mentioned already, Paul wanted to present Christ a chaste virgin, and we all know, purified by the washing of the word. One has to take all the scriptures to it. But what we really need is, brothers and sisters, these personal experiences with our God of salvation, that we sincerely confess, I am free, I am free. Christ gave me the life. I am free, I am free, as a German song goes. And if I would ask today, how many have still battles in their thoughts whether your sins are really forgiven? Please, receive it today, accept it today. As sure as our Lord and Savior died on the cross of Calvary, so sure your and my sins, our sins, were forgiven. And therefore our Lord could say, whom you forgive the sins, them they are remitted. And whoever believes this, to him one can say, your sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven, remitted. Whoever does not believe, one has to say, if you don't believe, then your sins are retained, and you will die in your sin. For thus our Lord said it at that time, if you don't believe that I am He, then you will die in your sin. Also this, we time and again say it here, unbelief. Unbelief is the greatest insult of God. Whoever doesn't believe him makes him a liar. It remains, God is true. Let every man be a liar. And when we go from scripture to scripture, brothers and sisters, let us not be found in unbelief tonight. Let us not be discouraged. But let us openly, honestly, let us come before the presence of God. Let us examine ourselves. Let us say, beloved Lord, can I be raptured in this condition as I am now? Could you give me grace? Did the redemption take place? Did the renewing take place? Did the new birth take place? Did the sealing with the Holy Spirit take place? All these experiences, we have to make them with God. And brothers and sisters, as the called out ones, as the pardoned flock of God, we may really come together. And every time we can expect anew that the Lord God will speak to us and that he will manifest his power, the power of his blood, of his word, and of his spirit, letting it break through in us so that we all come into the unity of the faith and the presence of God will be manifested. The sick are healed. The bound ones are delivered. That we really can proclaim an acceptable year of the Lord. And you all know, brothers and sisters, also there, 50 years have passed, and every 50th year is a year of Jubilee. It was a year of Jubilee. May God not come this year to an end without that we made our experiences of salvation with God. About what I'm grateful is that with us, we never discussed about any Bible subject. Never. Really, God could give us the same revelation to all of us by His grace. And thus the scripture is fulfilled. They all will be taught by God. I read you two or three scriptures to know that today you can experience the power of God, the salvation of God. You can experience everything what God said in His Word and what He has done for us is a divine reality. In Romans chapter 5, we have the mighty statement, Romans chapter 5, verse 18. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Why did the Lord become man? Also this we said repeatedly. Because the original sin happened in the body of flesh and blood. Therefore, the Lord had to come into a body of flesh and blood to feel with us, to suffer for us. He took everything upon Himself. And with it, He went to the cross. As by the first Adam, all came to condemnation, so we all come by Jesus Christ our Lord, we all come to justification. The justification took place. We are acquitted. Verse 19. For as by one man's disobedience, here we have it once again, the disobedience. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so likewise, by the obedience of one, by the obedience of one, obedient unto the death on the cross, by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Blessed is the man who can say it with all his heart, who can testify, there is now no more condemnation for them who are in Christ Jesus. Also here, we must be honest, brothers, sisters, the time is serious. The time is too serious. We must leave the word alone. By one Spirit, we are all baptized into Christ, into one body. By one Spirit. Only in the moment where we are conscious of it, that without the Spirit baptism, we cannot stand before God at all. That with the Spirit baptism, God's well-pleasing comes upon us. Also this we said many times, when we are baptized, we confess to that what the Lord has done for us, and we receive and accept Him. But when He baptizes us with the Holy Spirit and with fire, then He testifies that He accepted us. And brothers and sisters, as in the Son of God, in the Son of God, in Matthew 3 verse 17, it's written, the heavens opened and the Holy Spirit came down. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
Amen.
We will not leave this world without the new birth, without the renewing, without the spirit baptism. No, all this belongs to the full gospel. All this belongs to us. And that's how it was at the beginning, and that's how it must become now at the end, by His grace, with you and with me, with all of us. For the end must be as the beginning was. Do you know what comes now? Now, may really confidence come. Really. A hot longing, may it all come upon us. A hot desire in all of us, may it be manifested. Beloved Lord, I've consecrated my life to you. I've confessed everything. My sins, I confess them to you. And I thank you for the forgiveness, for the reconciliation, for the grace, and for the salvation. But beloved Lord, confirm and come with thy Spirit upon all of us. As a songwriter sings, let your Spirit now fall upon all of us, as in Jerusalem, in the upper room. Who would like to experience it? Who? All of us. May the whole world hear it. May all see it. All of us. Who we are gathered here from all of Europe, from Africa, from many countries we are gathered. All of us. We want to be part of the rapture, to be ready. We want to take part in the first resurrection at the return of the Lord. When we enter the marriage supper together with our Lord, this is the purpose of the message which God has given to Brother Branham. As sure as John the Baptist and the message which he brought, and what did he say on his climax of his message? He said, I baptize you with water unto repentance. He who comes after me is greater than me. He was before me, and he shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. This was the climax at the first coming of Christ, that this preparer of the way proclaimed the promise of the Old Testament, of the prophet Joel, that the Lord would baptize with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And Peter could say in Acts 2, here is being fulfilled what God spoke through the prophet Joel. In the last days, brothers and sisters, I want to see the fulfillment of God's promises. May all walk their own ways. May they all have their own interpretations. The proclamation which God entrusted to us is based upon the Old and New Testament. And everything what God had to say to us, this is written here. And this was put upon the lampstand. God is faithful. He will do everything, whatever He promised. God's promises remain. They don't stagger. The Lord sealed with His own blood what He promised in His word. As a German song goes, heaven and earth, may they burn. Mountains may shake. He who believes, he will find it. I just read one scripture before we pray. Hebrews chapter 11. A mighty statement. Hebrews chapter 11. Here faith is emphasized. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance, a substance of things hoped for. It doesn't stagger, for faith is anchored in the promise. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. This is also valid for today. Although we didn't see it yet, although we didn't experience it yet, whatever we said here today and what we looked at, yet we will see it. We will experience it. Faith, we believe as the scripture says. He, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, must be the same. The faith which God has worked in us is a substance, a complete trust in God and in that what He promised. Heaven and earth may burn. Can God take back His word? God is true, and we believe as the scripture says, and our faith, which comes from the scripture and which is anchored in the scripture, is an absolute substance in that what we are hoping for. And our hope is not outside of the kingdom of God. We have put our hope in that what God promised. And we know that He will fulfill it. We are fully convinced. We say, Lord, give us all, everything what You prepared for us, the full forgiveness, that we really find rest for our souls, that we know as the sun stands in the sky, so sure I, sinner, received forgiveness, as a German poem goes, by the blood of the Lamb. And as written, even your sin would be red as crimson, they shall become whiter than the snow. And they became whiter than the snow. The sin is no more here. It was thrown into the sea of the divine forgetfulness. It is written, the letter of requirement is torn into pieces. The enemy cannot accuse anymore. Yes, theoretically he can accuse, but he has nothing in his hand. Everything what was written against us is no more here. The letter of requirements was once for all torn into pieces. Receive it and accept it today by faith. Receive the inner renewing. Receive the new life which comes forth by the new birth. And together we will experience it before the return of our Lord. It will take place that the heaven and earth will be shaken, and the Lord Himself will bring His work of redemption to its completion, just as He completed His work of creation. To Him, the only God, to the true God, who became our Savior through Jesus Christ, we thank God for it, that we could experience it, and that we can have part in that what God is doing right now all over the earth. Also this I would like to say to all over the earth, also to our brother Dr. Bie, who phoned me and who said, Brother Frank, more than 2,000 people are already gathered since this morning. They are praying hours before your service starts there. They pray that God may bless brothers and sisters all over the earth. They not only are listening all over the earth, they believe, they receive and accept, and the longing becomes greater and greater. Oh God, come to your right. Bless your blood-bought flock. And we are grateful to God with all our hearts. Let us say this once again in closing. As sure as God said in the last prophet, in the last verses, the promise, as sure as He given the promise, to send a prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes, so sure this promise has been fulfilled. We have heard the last message, and it was carried into all the world. And all who have an ear to hear, they will hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church even today, all over the church of Jesus Christ. To our God be the glory and the adoration throughout all eternity. Amen. Let us stand up. Perhaps the sisters have a song which they can sing to us. And then we will pray. And all who have a prayer request today, please bring it to the Lord. Don't go with it home. Bring it to the Lord. He is present to confirm His word. Praise and thanks be to our God.
Mein Gott, ja.
Sie kommen von Ost und West.
They come from the east and west.
Sie kommen von Süd
they
und
come
Nord.
From the south and north.
Sie sitzen beim Mahl im himmlischen Saal und hören des Heilands Wort.
They hear the word
Sie
of
sehen
the Lord.
Sein Antlitz hold. Sie trinken nun Seligkeit. Singen Jubellieder dort in alle Ewigkeit. Sie kommen von strömscher Flut, sie kommen von dunklem Pfad, sie kommen vom Berg, sie kommen vom Tal zum Ort, wo die Seele ruht. Sie tragen das Hochzeitskleid.
They wear the wedding garment.
Sie treffen den Bräutigam.
They meet the bridegroom.
Der sie einst mit Blut erkauft am harten Kreuze stand.
On the cross of Calvary.
Dort sammelt der Herr die Schar.
There the Lord is gathering His flock.
Nicht Sünde und Not, nicht Krankheit und Tod, nicht Nacht wird dort jemals
No sickness,
sein.
No death, no night will be there.
Das Alte ist vorbei.
All old things
der
are past. The Lord made all things new.
Lob und Preis dem Lamm.
Praise and thanks be to the Lamb.
Für seine Gnade und Treu. Sie kommen von strömscher Flut. Sie kommen von
stormy flood. They come from the path of thorns.
Sie kommen vom Tal zum Ort, wo die Seele ruht.
They come from the valley.
Sie tragen das Hochzeitskleid.
They wear the wedding garment.
Sie treffen den Bräutigam.
They meet the bridegroom.
Der
who purchased them with his own blood on the cross of Calvary.
Schau hin nach des Himmels Tor, weit offen steht's auch für dich.
Look at the pearly gates, they are open for you.
Der Heiland, der winkt und ruft dich.
The Lord is waving to you and is calling tenderly.
Diese liegen Haaren dein, mit Sehnsucht so lange schon.
The saints are longing to be there.
Er grüßen dich voll Freud mit Sang vor Gottes Thron. Sie kommen von stürmischer Flut.
They come from the stormy floods.
Sie kommen von dunklem Pfad. Sie kommen vom Berg. Sie kommen vom Tal.
They come from the valley.
Wo die Seele
to the place where the soul has found
sie tragen
its rest.
Das Hochzeits-
they wear the wedding garment.
Sie treffen den Bräutigam.
They meet the bridegroom.
Der sie
who purchased them
Blut
with his own blood on the old rugged cross, on the cross of Calvary.
Sie kommen von stürmischer Flut.
They come from the stormy floods.
Sie kommen von dunklem Pfad. Sie kommen vom Tal zum Ort, wo die Seele.
They come from the mountain and valley. Place where the soul
sie tragen das Hochzeitskleid.
They wear the
sie
wedding garment.
Den Bräutigam.
They meet the bridegroom
der sie
who purchased them
mit Blut
with his own blood
am Hartenkreuz
on the old rugged cross.
Amen.
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 We bow our heads. We remain in silent prayer. You can also open your mouth. You can thank the Lord. We are grateful to God with all our hearts for His precious word, for His grace. But this day must become a special day. A day which the Lord made for us. That no one leaves this place as he has come. Our Lord, of course, said, "Come unto me, all ye." He said, "Then ye will find rest for your souls." May all find rest with God. Peace with God. As our heads are bowed, let me ask, who would like to receive the assurance of salvation? Who would like to receive the peace with God? Yes, they are all over. Hands are going up. Beloved Lord, you have seen all the hands, all the hearts. Let it now happen, Lord, that the peace of God, which is higher than all understanding of men, may it enter into all the hearts, and may they be ruled by the peace of God. And may they become peacemakers. For thus you said yourself, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall see the kingdom of God." Beloved Lord, take everything from us, from everyone. Take every shadow away, my God. Give the full redemption, the perfect deliverance, the perfect healing. Manifest the victory of Calvary today in all of us in all who have heard your word today. To you, the faithful God, we say thanks for the blood of the new covenant, for the word which you have given us, which you revealed to us. We thank you that you have sent your prophet with your revealed word, and we thank you that we may believe as the scripture has said, and we are not only searching the scriptures, but we are coming to you, and all of us, we are coming to you now, all, my God, blessed and praised be thou, O God, throughout all eternity. And I pray, Lord, that all who are searching the scriptures and who are searching and hearing and reading the sermons of your prophet, that they all find their way to you and that they find rest for their souls. We thank you for this evening. Great things you have done. Bless all over the earth and crown us all with mercy and with loving kindness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all the people say, Amen. Amen. Will our choir have still a song? Where is the choir leader? It's just so nice that in all these songs there is a summary of the full gospel. Please pay attention to the text of these songs, which summarizes everything. Yes, the singers are coming already. May God bless you all. Also our singers, our players, the choir leader. May the Lord God bless you richly. Hallelujah. 284. Just a hunting after luck. I didn't know nothing of God. I didn't know nothing of Calvary. A part of my life lay behind me until God was searching for me. And when I finally said yes, this was the nicest day which God ever gave me, when Jesus came into my dark life. This was the nicest day which God ever gave me, when Jesus came into my dark life. I saw much of lust and joy in this world, but richness and nothing could set me free. My heart was searching for peace. nicest day which God ever gave. When Jesus came into my dark life on this earth. Never so happy as when I was with Jesus. He gave me everything what my heart longed for. And when I think today back into my life, then I know Jesus brought me the highest happiness, the highest love. This was the nicest day which God ever gave me, when Jesus came into my dark life on this earth. This was the nicest day in my life, when God came into my dark life this morning.
Das war der schönste Tag, den Gott mir jemals gab. Als Jesus in mein dunkles Seelendasein kam.
Amen. Can you remain standing like this? It reminds me on this singer. It reminds me on a singer which came into the radio. He was composing this song. He was also in Krefeld. And many years ago, he was singing this song here. God is faithful, and he calls. And whoever hears his voice and comes, he may come. He may experience salvation. Brother Schmidt will pray with us. Great God, who you are in heaven,
and
who are on earth with us. We say thanks to you for the grace and faithfulness. We thank you for this admonishing word which was addressed to us. You spoke it to them who thought to have eternal life. And you said, you are searching the scriptures and yet you don't want to come to me. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you have given us the grace not only to search the scriptures, but you have given us grace, Lord. You have given us grace. As those in Berea who were more noble, they were also searching whether the things are so. We thank you that all the things are so from the beginning to the end. You are the first and the last. We have come to you, Lord. Lord, bless us. Bless your worshiping people. All who are listening, all who are watching, Lord, I thank you that you have given grace, Lord, that we can be gathered here. Please lead it in such a way that we are in unity by the power of your Spirit, by the leading of your Spirit, that we are of one mind, that we have one goal for the glory of your name. You have seen all the hands which went up, all the needs and problems. For you alone are the one who can make all things well. Bless us. As already said, bless all your people. Bless all the carriers of your word. You know them by name. But we pray also for grace. For him whom you have sent, whom you have given the commission to go from city to city. Lord, bless him. Strengthen him in spirit, soul, and body for the glory of thy name. Help all of us. Help me to give glory to your name. Amen. Ever faithful Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day which you have made, a day in which we could meet you. Lord, we are hearing all the words of life. We receive them in our hearts, and to you we are coming, to our Lord and Savior. To you we look up, to the throne of grace. We look to the Lamb of God and we ask you, wash us clean, take everything from us with which we cannot stand before you. Give us a renewing by your Spirit, Lord. Create in us a pure heart. Bless all my brothers and sisters, near and far, all who are hearing your word now. Lord, let us be a chaste virgin dressed with the white garment of your righteousness. Lord, make all ready. Strengthen the weak. Heal the sick and strengthen the carriers of your word. Lord, we thank you, for you have answered our prayer and you have done great things in us. Lord, we walk our way happily and we praise and glorify thy wonderful name, for you are faithful and true. Lord, you remember your word to fulfill it. Blessed and praised be your ever faithful name, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Perhaps you say something for the people. This was the nicest day which God ever gave me. When Jesus entered my dark life on this earth, this was the nicest day which God ever gave me. When Jesus came into my dark life on this earth, this was the nicest day which God ever gave me. When Jesus came into my dark life on this earth, this was the nicest day which God ever gave me. When Jesus came into my dark life on this earth,